I've learned about Emmeline B. Wells. She was the friend of Susan B. Anthony.
Sarah Young was the first to vote as a woman.
They inspire me to act more than just think about doing it.
Everyone should be able to choose the president, and everyone should have the same rights as men.
Dalloway Smith and Gwyneth Park are both 10 years old. Dressed in pioneer clothing, these two volunteered at an event Friday in Salt Lake City hosted by Better Days 2020.
There's still a little trouble with including everybody and discrimination. I think people need to know that we did this before, and we need to inform people that these women were heroes and that we can lead the way too.
Mixing the past with the present, people dressed in period clothing while sharing stories about how their character helped women in Utah gain the right to vote. Representatives from different organizations shared resources for things like helping women run for office or obtain a higher education. Jacqueline Sokol attended the event with her family.
People don't know the strength of Utah women. They don't know the history. Knowing the history really does form the future. This will empower our, not only our girls, but our boys.
Becky Edwards serves in the Utah House of Representatives.
Important things and big things often start with just small steps.
During the event, Edwards was reminded of the story of Sarah Young, the first woman to vote legally in the United States. More than 60 women voted alongside Young. By the time of the general election a few months later, over 2,000 women voted.
We cannot be deterred by the smallness of the beginning of a movement.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.